Flacco, the owl who escaped from the Central Park Zoo last year, died in February. In Flacco's 13 months of freedom, his story of survival captivated a lot of people. Since Flacco's death, New Yorkers have come up with all sorts of ways to commemorate the bird.
Some are so devoted to keeping the memory of Flacco alive, they decided to get a reminder of him permanently inked on their skin. Julia Leo attended the hottest, and arguably cutest, tattoo event of the season.
A long line of people stretches between Freeman Street and Manhattan Avenue, despite the rain this morning. The line begins right outside East River Tattoo, a tattoo studio located in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. And everybody is here for the same reason.
Flacco the owl.
Flacco.
Flacco.
More specifically, they want to get Flacco permanently inked on their skin. East River Tattoo offers flash tattoo days every once in a while. They're days when customers can pick between a limited selection of pre-made designs and get them tattooed for a discounted price. And people are making all kinds of sacrifices to get inked from the East River tattoo artist, Duke Riley.
You got here early, skipping work.
Yeah, I think for me, I actually really appreciate Duke Riley as an artist. And I think it's like a really unique opportunity to get one of his designs on my body.
Tattoos like this usually cost several hundreds of dollars. But today, Flacco devotees pay $150. There is an option to get a tattoo of Flacco's name, of his face, or of his full figure. When Charlie Cannell looked at the designs available, he had no doubt.
I want the chubby guy. I'm going with the chubby one. He's all puffed out and looks somewhat angry.
His reason for getting the tattoo...
I like owls, and Flacco was cool.
To others, Flacco is not just a cool bird. What many find inspirational about his story is that Flacco, who lived in captivity at the zoo for a dozen years, was able to survive on his own for a full year outside of captivity. And although he could have gone back to the zoo because owls have the ability to orient themselves through mental maps, he chose to be on his own.
I think it's a kind of cultural phenomenon because people, they're looking at this story and applying it to their own lives, trying to find ways that they can break free from their own kind of restraints and live the kind of life that they want, even if it means, as was the case for Flacco, having some degree of compromise.
That's Jonathan Hollingsworth. He came to the tattooing event to conduct his own research about Flacco. He's not getting a tattoo today, but he is a firm believer in the power of Flacco's story.
And so Flacco is like both a human symbol, but also a New York symbol?
I think he's a universal symbol. We New Yorkers clung on to him as one of our own, but when we lost Flacco, it wasn't just a death that was mourned here in the city, but it was something that was felt around the world. People had been following this story for a year.
Megan Mitchell agrees. She is from Glasgow, Scotland, and she heard about the Flacco-themed event on the radio. She's only visiting New York, but she's no stranger to the story of Flacco.
I think the spirit of Flacco flew across the whole of the world straight to Scotland, and he was such a fighter, and even towards the end of his days, you know, he was just really riddled with it so much, but he just kept going.
And where are you getting Flacco on your body, do you know?
I think I'll get him on my arm so that everyone can see him in the summer.
And so Flacco will get to see another summer. Julia Leo, Columbia Radio News.